This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 566. Templates are only 50% of your writing score.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn what IELTS Task 2 templates give you and what your responsibility is toward getting the best writing results.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
It's going well. I am looking forward to going for a run outside in the sun as soon as we're done talking.
Oh, that'll be really good. Really good. Me too. I'm having my steps competition this month. And so I've been trying to take as many steps as I can. Yesterday, I got about 19,000 steps.
Oh, is that a lot? I have no idea about these step things, but that sounds like a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of a lot. I think it was probably about like 7 miles, something like that.
Oh, wow.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. So it's about movement, right? We want to move and it feels good. It brings oxygen to our brain and it helps us to study for IELTS better.
But also, important question, are you winning the competition?
Oh, well, I mean, maybe after my 19,000 steps that bumped my average up.
Oh, okay. I'm rooting for you.
I hope you win. I have some plans. If I have to, I'll just like go crazy this weekend, maybe walk like for an entire day and just bump my average up, you know?
Just never stop. Just be like, no, I am going to win. I don't want to do laundry because that's what's at stake, right?
Yeah, that's what's at stake. Exactly.
But we have another competition, guys. Besides Lindsay's steps, we have a competition for reviews. Yes. So we've had some awesome listeners post some reviews for our podcast. Lindsay, can you talk about some of our recent reviewers?
Yeah, I want to say a very special thank you to San India from India. And thank you to Guillaume Garces from Australia. Thank you to Aura D, 1990 from the Philippines. And thank you to Mary A.M. ABC from the U.S.
Awesome.
Guys, this is awesome. I love reading your names out on the show. And everyone who leaves a review gets their name read out on the show. It's so cool.
So awesome, guys. And not only that, but if you leave a review this month, guys, this month is almost over. Time is running out. So if you leave a review this month in May, we are going to choose one reviewer and you are going to get a free strategy session with me on Skype. We could talk about your IELTS journey. How long should you prepare for the exam? What can you add to your study plan if writing is a worry or speaking, right? What extra stuff can you do with your time to make sure you get the scores you need? So this is a big chance, guys, and I love interacting with students. So please leave us a review in iTunes. I think the coolest thing would be to ask us your IELTS question because then we could talk about it on the show.
Yeah, that's the place to ask a question, guys. I mean, we want to get a sense of how this show is helping you, how we can improve it, and what your question is. So go ahead and leave that review right now, guys.
Totally. Awesome. Okay. So we've been thinking about a very interesting IELTS topic, guys. This is something that comes up again and again as far as writing. So we have mentioned the importance of writing templates, right? Lindsay, what's a writing template? Like if we talk about a writing task two template, what would that even be?
Yeah, well, I think a template is kind of a map. It gives us a sense of what the examiner is looking for in each part of the exam, right? So we're not just going in and blindly writing the essay from nothing. Like we know what the examiner is going to want in each part. It's kind of a map that you can fill in with your own details.
Exactly. Guys, you need a map, first of all. Like we do need templates. And the biggest worry here is students are like, But doesn't this count as memorized words or whatever? No, guys, it does not. These words are not going to be deleted from your essay. You're not going to lose points. This is how native speakers learn to write. We memorize how to organize ideas, what an introduction should look like, what a thesis statement is, what are impressive academic phrases to link our ideas, right? I remember keeping a list of, so I don't want to say because, I want to say due to the fact that. Yeah. So we've all been through this process when we're becoming better writers, is you have to memorize, learn how to do that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's so just know that you do need these templates. They're there for a reason and they do help. Okay. So think about what these templates give you. All right. So first of all, they give you the transition phrases, the linking words that you need for a 7 or higher for cohesion, coherence. Okay. Mm-hmm. But also, they can help with the vocabulary score because, like in the thesis statement, there are better ways to say advantages and disadvantages or discuss both sides. Like there are higher level vocabulary phrases you could use instead of saying that. So that's little vocabulary bump. But also just where do you put your ideas? Right? Mm. Do I need a topic sentence? Where's the main idea? How many examples? How many reasons should I have in each body paragraph? So it answers that for you. So this map is necessary for sure. But here's the thing today, guys, that I really want to get across is the rest is up to you. All right. guys, there is a lot of responsibility for you to bring in your own skills into the writing.
Yeah.
You can't just go in with a template and that's it.
Yeah.
That's what? Like how there are a lot more words that you need to fill out there. So we can't think of it as like, I think some people view it as like a way of cheating almost. That's why they're like, well, isn't the examiner going to know that I memorized this and then I'll lose points? Like, no.
There's a difference between memorizing an entire essay and then remembering a template, right? It's completely different.
Exactly. So I think I want to just really talk about today, guys, what is your responsibility as an IELTS writing student? Like what do you have to bring to the table? The first thing is vocabulary. All right. So as I mentioned, in the the three keys task two templates, guys, there are some really good vocabulary words in there. But only having these, that's not enough to give you a 7 or higher in vocab. It will help you overcome that. But if these phrases, if they are not surrounded by your own good vocabulary, then you still can't get that 7 or higher, right? They're there to help you. They'll help you on your way. But it's not all that you need for a 7 or higher, right? You still need to have your own impressive vocabulary to surround these other phrases.
Exactly. And we've talked on different episodes about how to get the input that you need in terms of, well, vocabulary and also topics, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a little bit. Jessica, like ideas, like what's coming in?
Yeah,
things need to be coming in so you can fill in the template with your stuff.
Hello, lovely IELTS Energy listeners. Do you want the highest writing scores? Of course you do. Let us help. Three Keys has the best writing templates to give you the scores you need on test day and let you walk in with confidence. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Exactly, guys. And that's the biggest thing is your ideas. That is your biggest responsibility is filling out the information itself. I don't know what the topic is going to be. I can only tell you how to organize your ideas. And that's the most we can do, right? Yeah. We do everything we can for you, but it only can go so far. Yeah. It definitely saves a lot of time in your preparation and on test day to have a template. So again, that first step of getting the three keys template is necessary, but that's where the study plan comes in is we guide you into how can you keep developing as a thinker, right? Like what can you be reading and watching and listening to develop these ideas to bring into speaking and writing? That's really, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, that is the material. That's the stuff that's going to get you, you know, your target score. It's the materials, the stuff you're going to talk about in speaking too, right? Not just in writing, exactly. And speaking too. Have stuff you should be bubbling up with ideas. Any topic, you should always have something come to mind because you've been taking in ideas for months and exactly. months getting ready for the test.
Right. Yeah. And I think I mentioned this in Monday's episode with Mava, but the one thing I love about these extra resources that are on the study plan is, yes, they're there for IELTS scores. Everything is there to get you the highest scores on IELTS, for sure, because we don't want to waste your time. Yeah. We know you're busy. But this also develops really positive, lifelong English habits. I mean, Mava was saying that she reads novels in English now. She didn't used to do that before. You know, she has replaced some of these first language habits with stuff in English, and she's not going to stop, right? This is going to help her keep developing. So, okay. So there's that. And then like, as far as the vocabulary as well, like spelling's a big deal, guys. That is also on you to be working on that. Because if you have an essay that is full of amazing vocabulary, like high level, just incredible stuff straight from the New York Times, yet you spell three or more words wrong, you can't get that 7 or higher, guys. Yep. Spelling is essential. So this is something that if it's an issue for you, then you have to start improving that by reading more, because the more often you see words correctly, the better you'll remember them. And also start keeping a spelling list. This is something I talk about in one of our listening extra bonus things, is that keeping a spelling list is really important. You have to actively try and fix these things that you see gaps in.
Yeah, no, that's it. I mean, this template will get you 50% of the way, but then you need to fill in the remaining 50%. I mean, that's the way I see it, right? I mean, that's the breakdown. Yeah, exactly. It's not just plugging in the template and that's it. What's going to go in the middle? What are you going to add?
Exactly, guys. And this is episode 566, guys. I'm also going to link to an episode we did with a student, a 3-key student who got an 8 on writing. And she's saying similar stuff that we're saying right now, in that the template was necessary. She relied on that. Mm-hmm. And that was a major part of her confidence going into the test. But the reason she got an 8 was not only because of our template, right? Yep. Yes, that she needed that going in. But the reason she got an 8 was because she could be a flexible writer. She could express herself with these strong ideas and vocabulary because she had prepared so well. Yeah. So that's the 50-50 there.
Yeah, that's a smart student right there. I mean, that is the way to go about it. That's why, you know, we're looking for students for this course who will take the responsibility on themselves, right? Independent learners, you take the tools that we give you and you move forward and you get your target score. And a lot of people get their target score when they do it right.
Exactly, guys. I mean, if you go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, you can see so many scores of 3-key students who have surpassed the results that they needed. And it's not just in writing, it's in everything, you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. This is good advice. I mean, we have to know the limitations of a template, the importance of a template, and the limitations of a template also.
Exactly. Exactly, guys. So there's a lot of commitment that it takes to getting that 7 or higher, guys. And we have supplied you with everything we can towards that goal in 3-key IELTS for sure. That's why we're here. That's the point. Yeah. But you guys also have to realize it takes a lot of hard work yourself. And that's why the study plan is there, right?
Yeah,
so you know exactly how many hours, what you have to do every day to get those ideas, that vocab, to improve your spelling. To stay motivated.
Yeah. And the fact that we're offering kind of a reality check here, guys, should give you confidence, because anyone who's going to tell you, you know, they can move you from a, you know, a 6 to a 7.5 in 15 days is just not possible, guys.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't trust that person. You should walk away, go away from that website, because it's not possible.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, we guarantee what we can. We do. Yeah. We control what we can. And then you guys are guided into what you need to control as well.
Exactly.
And yeah, I mean, we're we don't lie. There, right. You have to work hard in this course if you want to get the scores you need. But you guys know that. You guys know how huge IELTS is and how big this monumental goal is in front of you. So of course it's going to take hard work, right? But why not whittle that work down just a little bit and get the templates you can, so then the rest of the time you're working on the ideas, the vocab, and everything else.
You got it. Exactly. So guys, just take a look at our success stories. If you go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, look at the students. I mean, we've got a lot of success stories there. Just go through the slider and check out the different, how people have increased their scores, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. And we do guarantee a score increase, guys. Mm-hmm. If you are a three key student and you have followed our study plan, you have done the practice, you put in the work. If you don't see a score increase, then you're going to get your money refunded from the course, and we'll pay for your exam. So yes, we are very honest with you guys and very confident about how well the three key system works.
You got it. You got it. All right, guys. So we are out of here for today. And remember to leave us a rating and review in iTunes, guys. Enter the contest so you can get that. If you're lucky, you'll be drawn. Your name will be drawn for that free 15-minute strategy session with Jessica. All right.
Awesome. So fun. I can't wait.
So fun. So cool. All right. Very good. Good to talk about templates today, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. Bye.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.